Talk Radio.
Prophetic Sound Podcast. Pray for your mind, pray for your soul on Prophetic Sound Podcast. It's uplifting. God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast. Come on, let's praise him like this. All on one accord and what you hear. Cause it's uplifting. God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast.
Good evening. God bless you. Welcome to the Prophetic Sound Podcast, hosted by Prophetic Wind Ministries. I am Prophetess Letitia Smith, and I am honored and giving you blessings from my husband, Apostle Marcus Smith, who could not be here with us on tonight, but we are so blessed, grateful, highly favored of the Lord to be here, and I'm so blessed that you have chosen to join our conversation. This is our midweek service or end of the week service, and we are just looking at the vast array of things that God is doing. And I want to tell you that there is nothing like our God. There is nothing better than our God. Come on. And he has something great and mighty in store for you. We bless the children of God who are listening in online, those who are listening in on shortwave radio. We give God praise for you. We thank God as you are endeavoring to grow in your relationship with him and have come across this podcast. We are praying for you, and we thank God for you. So tonight, we are not going to tarry the time. We are going to just keep doing what God says do. And so we thank God. So tonight's scripture reading is going to come out of out of God's word. And we thank God that his word is final. It has a final say. As we have been listening to all the politics and the different things happening, it just reminds us how much the Lord has the final say. And so the Lord had taken me to John chapter 3, verse 16, and many of us know it, we read it, but I want you to know it and receive it on tonight. And it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever," that means me, that means you, "whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Verse 17 says, "For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you have chosen us, and we choose you on tonight. We thank you, Lord, that the grace and the mercy of the Lord is finality. It is finality. And Lord, when you said that I gave my son for whosoever, thank God that I am in that group of whosoever. I thank God, Lord, that when Jesus came to redeem this world, I was on his heart. I was on his mind. And Lord, somebody tonight needs to know that you were on, that they were on your heart and they were on your mind even today. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask that you would give us fresh revelation of your love, your mercy, your commandments, your laws, your statutes, that you would give us fresh revelation, Father God, and determination to be more, to do more, to give more, to love more, Father, to pour out more in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, capture our hearts fresh and anew on tonight. Lord, it is your will, it is your plan, it is your purpose. And Lord, you are fulfilled. in us as we are fulfilled in you. And we thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So God is so amazing. So I'm going to go ahead and get the announcements out of the way. The School of Revelation and Insight, Insight and Revelation, starting September 19th, 5:30 p.m. Instructor is Dr. Leland Jones. We are so excited about the first leg of the School of Insight and Revelation. How many of you know you cannot buy freedom? But where Christ is, there is liberty. There is freedom. And so we thank God for his liberty. We thank God for his freedom. We thank God that we don't have to suffer from the isms and the schisms. But this day, we decree and declare victory and freedom in the lives of God's people and in the lives of those who we connect to and influence. Dr. Leland Jones is very well known. The man of God is beyond intelligent. But there is something so amazing about the anointing of deliverance, the anointing for healing that flows through this man of God. And I am so blessed to have him come alongside of the ministry in this season. We are not taking that lightly. How many of you know you never take an anointing of God lightly? I don't care if a person's anointing is flushing the toilet. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of flushing the toilet. I am learning after 20 years of ministry that every moving bolt and what are those things called? Ratchets. Every moving part of the body of believer is vitally important to the next moving part. And so tonight we thank God for every moving part. And Dr. Jones is a strategic moving part in the kingdom of God. And we are so excited to have the man of God back. Many of you know he was here on last month during our wellness week. And he began to share nuggets and morsels of wisdom. And we absolutely sucked that up like we had been in the Sahara Desert for a century. And so we were like, man of God, we need you to come back, and we need you to come back for multiple sessions. So he is going to be our first facilitator and instructor within the School of Revelation Insight, excuse me, Insight and Revelation. And so we are blessed. We also have, we have canceled the Awakening this year. Many of you, I thought I had put out an announcement, but I got a couple of text messages. So we have canceled the Awakening. Last year it was in September. We've canceled it due to the circumstances. We will revisit it as the Lord wills it for next year. But for those of you who have asked, we are going to be trying to put something together online for the people of God. So just keep your eyes out for that announcement. Amen. And let's see, what else is there to announce? I think that is all of the announcements for tonight, and we thank God for that. So our mission statement for this season is to be the connective tissue of the body of believers. So that being said, if there's anything that you feel that you need in your walk, you need some teaching, you need some training, you need some impartation, you need, these are the things we want to hear from you and from others that are listening into the podcast. Nothing is too big or too small. And because we are connective tissue and because God has chosen to humble us, amen, thank God for his humbling. We know that we don't carry all of the ingredients to the soup. So we are calling in other leaders that have great anointings, that carry great wisdom in areas that we may not carry, or even if we do, God is using that leader in this season. That being said, if you have something that's on your heart, maybe you're not getting it vocally. I'm not dinging the local churches. I believe in being plugged in. But what I'm saying is that there's something in your life that you feel like you are lacking in and you would like to learn more or be involved more or anything in any way need more, please feel free to email us at propheticwindministries@gmail.com. We are always looking for new content. We are always looking to deliver fresh, refreshing things to the body of believers. So if that is you and you are looking for just more, email us. We'd be happy to engage you. We'd be happy to hear from you. And again, we are not unapproachable. Please approach us. Give us your insight, your wisdom. We would love to engage and encounter with you. Amen. So tonight, we're supposed to have revivalist Derek Gates on with us tonight, but I do not see him on. So if you can give me one moment, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys just a little bit of worship while I reach out to my speaker, and if not, we will move forward, and you know that I will continue the conversation in the name of Jesus. So after this song, you will hear from the speaker. Amen, amen, amen. Man, God is perfect in all of his ways. We thank God and we acknowledge him as sovereign on tonight. And so tonight, we're going to go into 1 Peter chapter 5. Now, for many of you who know this ministry, I love the Lord, but I love to encourage and exhort and edify God's people with the things of God, and this is not going to be any different on tonight. So tonight we're going to go into, again, 1 Peter chapter 5, 1 Peter chapter 5. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. And it says, chapter 5, verse 6. It says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. Verse 7, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Verse 8, be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Verse 9, resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same kind of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. So we are listening to Paul begin to admonish the people of God and tell them, you know what? Just like in the book of James, it tells us to count it all joy when we experience various trials. So Peter was telling the people the same thing. This is a time and a season where we need to hear this even the more, before and after and in between all of our troubles. This is when we need to hear that our God not only cares about us, but the word says cast all of your anxieties. King James says cast all of your cares upon him because he cares for you. And I don't know what each and every person is going through that is listening in right now, but the Lord wants me to give you this word of encouragement, that as you're going through, remember that it is he that will be your burden bearer. It is he that will be the one who takes care of the things that you're trying to take care of. Sometimes we are trying to take care of things in our own strength. And how many of you know that wears us out very quickly? The enemy knows that. So what does he do? He tries to pile us up with all different kind of luggage and baggage. And we just talked about the isms and the schisms. And maybe you're taking on undue warfare through others because you're taking on other people's burdens. And now you look up and all of the finances are all over the place because you just don't know what to do with it. And all of a sudden you're looking up and your hands are full of baggage, tests, trials and burdens. And what the Lord is saying right now, there is something that you can do with that. Humble yourself. That's where it starts. Humbling ourselves. If we go back into verse 6, and remember I told you I want to teach practicality in the word. So what is our first step? If we're doing an outline, if we're doing a to-do list, what is our first step? Verse 6 says it is to humble ourselves. So when we find ourselves in humility, we won't take a prideful stance trying to put on an air of whatever so that people will think that we are what we're not. We won't put on a mask trying to hide what's behind it. But we will humble ourselves and say, Lord, here I am. This is me. You already know me, Lord. There's nothing I can hide from you. David figured, I can't even go to the depths. You're there. So the Lord's saying, why hold on to your pride? Humble yourself. Therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he can exalt you. So guess what? There's going to be a day you're going to look up and that situation is going to be over. The word tells us this too will pass. And you'll be able to praise and you'll shout and you'll say, you know, look what my God did. But as long as we are prideful, what we do is we hold on to a thing. We take that thing personal and we're like, I got this. But do you really got it? And the Lord's saying, with me, you don't have to do that. You don't have to break your back trying to do these things. But I make things easy, says the Lord. The Lord says, my yoke is easy. My burden is what? Light. So now the Lord is telling us and showing us how to, what is the word I'm looking for? How to release the heaviness and the burden. And the first thing, the first ingredient to that recipe is humility. The second thing is that you have to cast your cares. So that means you have to let them go. Many of us look at our cares as something that is a burden, something that we don't want the world to know. You know, I don't know about you. I grew up in a home. What happens in the home stays in the home. Okay, so many of us don't want the world to know we may be suffering mentally, suffering emotionally. As Christians, you know, we walk by faith and not by sight. So many people don't want to deal with the real issue. Let's, you know, it's just is what it is. So we haven't learned how to apply the word of casting our care or casting our anxieties. Does that mean that woman of God, it's okay to to feel a type of way? It's always okay to feel a type of way when you know what to do with it. And what we do with that is we put it on the altar. One of my favorite songs is Put It on the Altar. I get to that song, I get to bob it up and down. We put it on the altar. We give it unto the Lord. We cast our care. And we allow the Lord to take care of it. Now, here is where we come into our pit. Our pitfall is usually when we put it on the altar and then we pick it back up. We put it on the altar and then we pick it back up. Now, let me tell you something the Lord convicted me with one day. I had went through some situations with people, places, and things, and I was upset about the situation, and I just kept talking about it, kept talking about it, kept talking about it. I know I ain't talking to nobody on this line. And all the while, you know I forgive, but you know this is what happened. I know I forgive, but I'm justified in being upset because this is what happened. And every time I said I forgave or every time I said I let it go, I kept talking about it. I kept talking about it. It was like resurrecting something, right? And the Lord actually during prayer showed me I would put it on the altar, take it off, put it on the altar, take it off, put it on the altar, take it off. And mind you, I wasn't going after anybody. I wasn't going after anything. I was just talking about it. And the Lord said, if you are really where you say you are and where you're professing to be, why do you keep talking about it? And what I'm telling you is that some of us, and I'm going to put an us in there, have had to heal from circumstances, things that have happened, the plight of dealing with the nouns, the people, places, and things in our life, and we try to will ourselves in our own strength. Only God can get us in. Let me tell you something. God can heal us to the point where the sting of it's gone, where the old people say that he take the taste out of your mouth, right? The Lord has a way of causing things to be like it never was. That is how complete his healing can be. But there's a recipe. And one of those recipes is after we humble ourselves under the mighty hand. So in other words, that word under is actually speaking of an authority. So once you come underneath the authority of God, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, and then cast those cares, those plights, those people, those places, those things that have got you feeling a type of way, once you cast that thing, the Lord says he takes away the anxiety. See, when you cast your cares, in other words, you're casting your anxieties, they don't have power over you anymore. And the Lord then explains to us through his word why. Why? Because the Lord says, be sober-minded and be watchful. Because the adversary is a devil prowling around like a lion seeking someone to devour. How many of you ever felt devoured by a situation? You felt overcome, overwhelmed, overtaken by a situation. And the enemy knows if we don't follow the recipe in verse 6 and in verse 7, humbling ourselves, submitting to the mighty hand of God, and then casting our cares upon the Lord, he then tries to come in as the adversary or the accuser of the brethren and begins to try to overwhelm you with the situation. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Because this is part of what he does. But this is what the word says. When we follow the recipe that's in 6 and 7, and the recipe is humility, coming under authority or submission unto God, casting our cares, what does the Lord say? Now we are resisting him, firm in our faith, firm, solid, unmovable, unshaken in our faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by all of our brothers around the world. But verse 10 says, and after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to the eternal glory of Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, establish you. To him be dominion forever and ever. So when we start to follow the thing that God has mapped out for us, hallelujah, when we begin to really dive into the word, meditating on his word, pulling out the nuggets of the word, what you realize is God has given you the pros, the cons, the scenarios, and then what happens when God intervenes. Scripture after scripture after scripture, when you begin to pull out chunks of the word, and I don't mean one scripture to prove your point, chunks of the word, and you begin to chew on that big hunk of meat, and you just begin to allow it to become nourishment for your spiritual body, you realize that God has given us a strategic plan for everything. We just have to seek his face while he may be found. We're going to go back up to the top, because how many of you know that you'll have to use this strategy over and over and over again? You will see victory over and over and over again because you begin to not just know the word, but be doers of the word. So according to verse 6, we are humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God. And the word exalts, by the way, when the word says, and in due time, I think another translation says due season, he may exalt you. That word exalt can be multi-purposeful, because he's not necessarily talking about he's going to put you on a pedestal. But what he's saying is he will take care of it on your behalf. He will vindicate you on your behalf. He will justify you on your behalf. He will do what needs to be done when we follow the recipe. Verse 7, again, we're going to cast the anxieties, the cares, the problems, the isms, the schisms, the doubt, the self hatred, the unbelief, the drug addiction, the sexual immorality. We're going to cast all of those things upon the Lord, because what? He cares for you. He cares for you even though he knows these things are sitting on his altar. He cares for you even though he knows that you have these things in your life. The word didn't say he cares for you, but it says he cares for you. And remember, at the beginning of the hour, we started off with John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his son for us. So be of sober mind. In other words, don't let your thoughts cause you to go into places that you should not be. Don't let the enemy worry you to death. Come on now. But be sober minded. Have that mind in Christ that mind in you that is also in Christ. Allow his word to wash and renew your mind so that you are sober minded. So all of the thought patterns that you have to be filtered through the word of God. Be watchful, for your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion. Let me tell you something. I was counseling with a young lady, and we were speaking about the young lady was having some issues, and she made the comment that it feels like I just live the same day every day. And the Lord began to speak to me in my spirit. He began to tell me that the enemy had her locked in, like I saw a hamster wheel. And she was going around in circles over and over and over again. And every time there was a segment to be able to get off the hamster wheel, the enemy used the spirit of offense to keep her on the hamster wheel. Now, I need somebody to hear me in the spirit realm. You don't want to allow the adversary to keep you bound through your emotions, or bound through unforgiveness, or bound because you were offended, or bound because you are feeling this way or that way, because God is going to make a way out of it all for you. That's the word. And when he makes that way out, take it. Humble yourself, submit under the mighty hand of God, and then cast your care. Come on, Holy Spirit. It's so good. So good. In doing that, you are totally resisting the devil. Another place in the scripture says that you resist the devil. Obey the Lord. Excuse me. Resist the devil, he shall flee. So, this word says resist him, firm in your faith. So you have to be steadfast. That goes back to being sober-minded, steadfast in the things of the Lord. You believe what he says. I need somebody to just say it right now. I believe what he says. So we're going to be firm in our faith, knowing we're not the only one going through this. And I'm paraphrasing at this point because we're talking about it now. You're not the only one suffering. Sometimes the enemy wants you to feel like it's always me, it's always me. But I'm telling you what I know. Talk to any of your brothers and sisters that have chosen to ride for Christ. They have a testimony to tell. And the last part before I get ready to open up the lines, we're going to just have a conversation tonight. We're going to have a conversation about what God has spoken. Verse 10, I want to skip down to the bottom because I want to share God's promise. Verse 10 says, and after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Promise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That is a promise. That's not I hope so, coulda, woulda, or shoulda. It is a promise. And you notice how it says the Father, your Father in heaven, will come down and restore you, confirm you, strengthen you, establish you. So it doesn't matter what's happening in the right now. He is working on your behalf. And he is taking what you have, your little mustard seed, is going to turn something, or turn nothing into something. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Okay, I'm going to open up the phone lines, and I'm going to allow you guys just to have commentary on tonight. We're going to have a conversation tonight on God's promise of restoration, confirmation, strengthening, and establishing. I'm going to start with the line ending in 4234. 4234. God bless you. Welcome to the Prophetic Sound
Praise
Podcast.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Pastor
How
Candace, my
you?
Sister. I
yes,
am blessed.
How are you doing?
I'm enjoying the bounty of the Lord. God is spoiling me to no end.
Yay.
It is ridiculous, and I'm sharing that as a testimony because there are some people that are saying, when will it be my turn? Just reach up and embrace your turn. And what I've learned, you know, it's interesting, Prophetess, when you said oftentimes we put things on the altar and we pick it back up. And it's important that we understand that We pick things up with our conversations, our reenactments, and even when we go through it in our mind. You ever get offended and you keep rehearsing it over and over again and you're thinking to yourself, well, if I had another chance at that, or if it happens again, this is what I'm going to do. Those are tricks of the enemy that keep us in bondage. Oftentimes, we cannot move into the forward promises of the Lord because we have not detached ourselves from our prior pain. God is not desiring that we hang on to things. Sometimes, you know, relationships and things that you thought would be for a lifetime or sometimes only for a season. And I've lived long enough that sometimes God will bring those individuals back around, but you're in a different place when he does that. So I teach a lot and work with people an awful lot when it comes to helping people get unlocked from unforgiveness. How to know that you have forgiven at a level that the Lord acknowledges, not the surface stuff that we get away with, but that we've really been cleansed and there's no residue of those trappings and things that keep us from living life and life more abundantly. Those are my thoughts. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. And you know what, Pastor, I completely agree. And when the Lord gave me that word for myself, come on now, come on. Thank you, Jesus, for the word for yourself. And he was like, you forgive, but you keep resurrecting it with your words. And I think that it was one of those things where, you know, the enemy will trick you. He'll have you believe, well, you justified to feel a type of way. You may be, but you said you forgave. Amen. You may be, but you said you put it on the altar. And so learning that God is bringing us through areas of maturing and maturity, we are absolutely, I believe, in a perfect place for training and learning right now in this moment. Even as we're on this podcast, you know, I want to share with everyone that if there's an area that you say you've said it with your mouth, but maybe your heart isn't confessing it, I want you to turn it over tonight. I want you to really put that thing on the altar and leave it there. And when we put something on the altar, does that mean we don't pray or we don't, if you put a loved one on the altar, you could pray for that person, but you don't take that person off the altar and you don't try to be Jesus in their life. You know what I mean? It's just things that you learn about what the altar really is. And if, when and I do a study on the altar, and one of these podcasts, I think we'll start that because I think people need to have understanding of what the altar was, right? We talk about the altar all the time, but what was it? Well, the altar was a place of permanency. It was where the only thing that came from the altar was the incense, which they called the incense of prayer. That was the only thing that came from the altar. Everything else on that altar got burnt up, okay? So
Amen. We
have to have an understanding, like, the only thing that's left is ashes when God gets done. And we're trying to hold on to something. So the Lord has a plan when we come into our place of humility, and then we implement not just the humility, but coming underneath that mighty hand of God, coming underneath the authority of God, and then putting all that garbage up under that and saying, Daddy, here, you take it. I'm going to walk in my liberty and my freedom. And that is what God is giving to us tonight. He is giving us a liberty and a freedom and saying, hey, just leave this right here.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Did you have anything you wanted to add, Pastor?
I just want to say this. In a certain incident that happened in my life, it was, you know, kind of major, and I've shared it with you. We all have those things. He sealed it, and God is so interesting. He sealed it by saying, and I knew that I had released it because I felt the weight lift from my shoulders, and there was nothing but love flowed from that place. And he said to me, now go and take a nice hot bubble bath. That's what he said to me. Now, the punchline is, guess what the name of my bubble bath is? Amazing Grace.
Oh, okay.
Drop the mic. I'm out.
Okay. Thank you, Lord, for the amazing grace. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. We're going to go on to the next line. Pastor, I'm going to leave you unmuted, though, just in case you have anything you want to add. Okay. We're going to go to the line ending in 1648. God bless you. Welcome to the Prophetic Sound Podcast. How are you this evening?
Amen. I am doing well. God bless you. I have enjoyed the words on tonight. It's always a pleasure to be on this line, and I'm just grateful that you send out the reminders. And I enjoy what I heard. You know, sometimes we have situations in life that we go through and we forgive, and then that same person, you know, comes back and hurt us again. Amen. But I thank God that, as you read in 1 Peter, we can always cast our cares upon him, and we can empty ourselves out before him. So I enjoy this line and look forward to the calls. Thank you for your ministry, and God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much. You know, one thing I was going to say, and you just reminded me, is, you know, we can follow this recipe. But the word also tells us to guard our heart with all diligence. And so one thing I'm learning, and since we're talking about just being plain, because the enemy, one of the, there's a whole book on it, the bait of Satan, right? One of the main instruments the enemy uses is offense, right? So sometimes you may have to say, okay, yes, I love, I forgive, it's on the altar, I'm under the authority of God, but I may have to distance myself so I'm not continually violating.
Amen.
And I want people to have an understanding of that as well. I want to make sure we're bringing this in balance, because you can give a situation purple. Well, let me just say people, places, and things, because all three of them can come into effect. You can give those things unto the Lord, place them on the altar, and then it's like hitting a hornet's nest. It is like, wait a minute, I thought I just, and now everything's going crazy. So just know that there's nothing wrong with distance. And I don't know why the Lord is telling me to say that as soon as I heard your voice, woman of God. You know, we don't want the enemy to manipulate us through our heart and end up staying in situations that are, you know, hurtful for the sake of, So, So I thank God for you, woman of God, and I know the Lord is, he's processing every last one of us. I don't know anyone who is not going through this season that is not having really a fresh, almost like a fresh anointing, a fresh walk being birthed. It's almost like the Lord is just rebuilding us in so many ways. But I thank God that he's also given us strategy in this season. And so thank you so much for coming on the line. Thank you for supporting and being and loving us as a ministry. And if there's anything we can ever do, you just let us know.
Amen. I will. Thank you.
Amen. God bless. So this is an amazing night. I love the nights when we get to get intimate. This is a very intimate night. I like this. Okay, line ending in 1264. 1264. God bless you. Welcome to the Prophetic Sound Podcast. How are you this evening?
Praise God. God bless you, woman of God. I'm excited about being on the air, and just thank God for you and everything that's been spoken. And I was in here praying and thinking about what you taught tonight, and I just thank God for one of the things God shared with me about is discernment, because sometimes he allow you to be in a situation. I remember there was somebody that was very dear to me, and God, they would do a lot of things to hurt me, and God tell me stay in it. I'm like, Lord, is you crazy? This person keep doing so and so. And then God told me something. I'm using that person to nail you to the cross.
Okay.
I like, nail me to the cross? Yes. What he was doing was trying to kill the old nature in me. And he taught me that You can still fight it, but you don't fight it in your old nature. You fight it in the spirit realm. And God used that situation. I was like, Lord, you got me. He said, because I'm trying to kill you. And the only way I could kill you is to allow these things to happen so you can respond through prayer. And one of the things God told me about it is by me responding that way, God eventually gave me the victory, because when the Bible says present yourself a living sacrifice, the reason why God said present yourself a living sacrifice in the New Testament, see, if you know it's in the Old Testament, they had dead sacrifices. God said, why I said present yourself a living sacrifice? Because I know you're not dead. And if I come and say present yourself a dead sacrifice, it's not going to happen because you still got some of you in you. That's why I said present yourself a living sacrifice. But I found out that when the Bible says prepare the table before you in the presence of your enemies, that when you got discernment to know some situations you could walk away from, you got to distance yourself, and you're right, but there's other situations God is allowing you to go through it. Also, God is using you for a testimony to that individual. They know what they're doing. So wait a minute, this got to be God. Because when Peter said, how many times I forgive them? Yes, I forgive people. There are some people God said, walk away, don't deal with. But there's other people you can't walk away. This like you could be in a marriage and it's your spouse. You can't just walk away. Well, my spouse
is.
You see, and why I want to say it, because there are some people that they are your assignment. And it's true, you living through it and, well, Lord, give me the strength. And then through it, God will not only empower you and enable you, but he'll turn around and give you the victory in that situation. And I know in the end, when the same person that was my assignment that God told me to stay in that situation, I would go to God all the time. I would even go back to that person and say, you know what, forgive me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Forgive you. Yes. See, even though they was wrong, God was doing something with me. I said, look, forgive me. Because I want to always be right, even though I know I was right. Sometimes you can be so right in your situation that you're wrong. And that would shock them. Like, wait a minute, how did this person come back to my forgive me? They the one. I'm the one. But in the end, not only did God give me the victory, eventually God took that person home. And God said to me, let me tell you what God said to me. He said they knew what they was doing. I was also dealing with them as well, too. But because of the hardness of their heart, to refuse, you know, through this situation, not only God doing something for me, doing something for them, God, they died prematurely. And before they died,
my God,
I went to go to see them, and they thanked me. And listen what they said to me before they died. I know all the time when I was doing things, what I was doing and hurting. I'm going to tell you something. I stood over a lot of a few people's deathbeds. And they apologized to me and asked for my forgiveness. Matter of fact, they couldn't die. I know mm-hmm. one person said, oh, somebody want to see you. I said, well, they want to see me? And they not only apologized to me for what they did, they apologized to me what the family did. See, God will eventually avenge you. Sometimes God puts, see, every situation, because even Jesus went through that on the cross when he said, oh, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I'm going to share something with you. One commentary said, had Jesus been here now, that would have been a different prayer. He would have probably said, Father, forgive them, because they know what they do, and they still do it. See, there are some people that the enemy uses for the purpose of the challenge to God within you. But in the end, not only do God deals with I think what really gets people angry and frustrated at the time is because they don't understand the process. Is this person your assignment to be doing this? See, some people, yes, you can walk away. But some people, your assignment. Not only do God want to do something for you by you dealing with them, but God want to also do something in them. And sooner or later, like you said, if you wait, not only, remember, God is preparing you, he's working on you, like David. David had to learn that. Mm-hmm. David's going to be king. But I'm going to tell you something. God taught me some wisdom. Even sometimes you can get hurt in a lot of places. It can be church, personal. That's part of it. David taught a message where he ran from the man, but he respected the king.
Yeah.
And I remember when God taught me that, how to run from the man and respect the king, because sometimes leadership helped you. Oh, and I'm going to go. And God said, no, I ain't. Oh, because I got hurt. Oh, a lot
That's
of people
right.
could have hurt and they take a broken spirit with them. They start churches under broken spirits and, you know, the wrong spirit. Oh, I left because I was hurt, or he did this and everything. Let me tell you something. And they leave with that broken spirit, and that's not God, but they use because of brokenness, and God is really trying to break them and get them out of pride and self and all that in a sense. And God taught me that. See, it's a discernment. God, is you telling me to deal with this person, or are you telling me to walk away? Because sometimes, like I said, leadership, oh, I got hurt. Remember, Saul started out as a mentor, but later he became a tormentor. David ran from the man, but he always gave respect to the king because he knew God was eventually trying to do something within him. And eventually, guess what happened? I'm going to share something with you in closing. God dealt with Saul. See, God dealt, and let me tell you something. When the prophet said, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm, if God had you in a situation, and you know it's God. God is trying to work a purpose out. But let me tell you something about it. God going to deal with that person that keep doing something to you. Because when the Bible says, touch that my anointed, do my prophet no harm. He meant that. And see, people sometimes, in order for them to see God judgment, and I saw God judgment fall on a lot of people. There's a lot of people in the grave right now that have done things out, and they pray for me. God said, because I'm in it. Now, I just want to encourage people on here that sometimes in the situation, what hurts us most is the process of, Lord, they keep doing it. Or, Lord, I'm being patient. I don't see. Yes, but after a while, you're going to see that hand turn. And I'll tell you something. When God make your enemy your footstool, like prepare a table, like before the presence of your enemy, like a Joseph. Joseph said, you meant it for harm, but God will turn around for your good. But I'm going to tell you something. They're not going to get away with it when God, because every assignment is not for you to go and run. Because everywhere you go, some assignment God said to stay there, because guess what? I'm trying to deal with that person, because guess in the end, they come at and know that was God that did this, or judgment comes on them because they've been doing that to people in the world, but now they start to do it to somebody on that's a Christian, that's godly, and judgment for them, it shows them also there's a God. And let me tell you something. Vengeance belongs to the Lord, and the Lord will vindicate you. And what I learned to do is keep going back to God like the woman did in Luke, when she said there was the unjust judge. But she kept going back to God, the judge, and God says, sometimes you're in a situation where God wants you to pray it through and say, look, Lord, you know, you see what they're doing, whatever. I'm trying to show the love of God. I'm trying to show the grace of God, and I'm doing all of this. In the end, what did the Bible say? That judge moved, and sometimes it's a persistent prayer. Say, Lord, this like you may be in a marriage, and God says, stay there. And they're not getting beat up, but just you just going through stuff, and no, got to be changed. God puts you in that marriage, and let me tell you something. In the end, God will bring justice, and he will vindicate you. That's all I want to share in my words. God bless you.
Amen, Brother Coleman. I received that, and I concur. And I'm glad you brought all of those points out, because all of these things are beneficial for the body of believers. Boy, God is doing a mighty thing here on tonight. Pastor Kenneth, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Who?
You.
Me, okay. I sound like you said Pastor Kelly. I just I'm going to have to hop in a minute. I hate this because this is getting so good.
Yeah.
And I'm booked to do something else in a minute. But I like the fact that we had an opportunity to talk this, flush this out, and go full circle. And as somebody who was born and raised in Buffalo and got saved here in Buffalo, been doing ministry over 30 years now, I can tell you that a great many churches that have popped up, I call them mushroom ministries because they pop up after the rain, have been burned with woundedness, offense, disobedience, and premature. Yes, you're called to preach. Yes, you're called to pastor, but you haven't submitted yourself. You haven't positioned yourself to have somebody be used of the Lord to shape you, whether we like the dosage or not. So I really do appreciate the conversation coming full circle and the importance of being prayerful and checking and double checking and having some accountability.
You know, even though I'm praying about things, prophetess is one of my accountabilities. You know, we accountability to each other. You know, is there anything, Lord, that I've missed in this? Is my flesh causing me to make decisions that sound like it's you? So thank you so much for sharing. That was awesome.
Amen. It was. It was so good, man of God. Thank you so much. You always add to us, and we thank you for just being part of us and always being faithful, and we appreciate you.
Praise the Lord. Gotta hop.
Okay, we are going to go on. We have a number ending in 3350. 3350. Welcome to the Prophetic Sound Podcast. God bless you. How are you this evening?
Good evening. It's Pastor Carmelite.
Hey, woman of God, how are you?
I am so blessed and I'm so grateful to God. I'm so sorry I was late, but I heard some parts that were really, really good. So I'm so grateful to God. I just have to get this time thing together with the time difference. But the parts that I heard really blessed me. So thank you all so much for that.
Amen. Amen. Well, tonight we came out of 1 Peter chapter 5. Verses 6 through 10. And
okay.
So we talked about the Lord giving us recipe for him to be our vindicator and to be our justification and his promise that he made us in the word of restoring us and confirming us and edifying us. And hold on, let me pull up the whole scriptures because I want to make sure I get it completely right. Yes, and he said he would restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish.
Amen.
And so we have determined that one of God's promises, or I call them recipes, for God is for us to first humble ourselves.
Yes.
Then it says to submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
Yes.
Then it tells us to cast our cares or our anxieties upon him. So we talked about putting things on the altar, leaving things on the altar.
Yes.
Then it tells us to be sober-minded. In other words, take on the mind of Christ. So we talked about filtering our thoughts through the word.
Amen.
So that the adversary doesn't have anything to accuse us with, right? Because the word says he's a prowler, you know, he's a prowling lion looking for someone to devour. And a lot of times he tries to attack us mentally. And through the people, we were talking about the people, places, and things. And Brother Coleman brought out the fact that a lot of times the Lord, you know, the people that we run into are assignments, you know, and sometimes they're as much of an assignment for our lives as we are for their lives. So we hit on that a little bit. And then we hit on verse 9 that, of course, tells us to resist him, be firm in our faith, because our other brothers and sisters are suffering also. Isn't it? We're not the only ones. We're not alone, right? And then we go into after we've suffered for a little while, the God of eternal glory says he will restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish us. So that is pretty much what we're talking about on tonight is the promise of God, casting all of our cares upon God, how we deal with different situations. We ended up really hitting on the spirit of offense because we realized that offense is a big weapon of the enemy. So we ended up hitting on that. And so what you heard, I think, when you came on was Brother Coleman was expounding about how God had shown him through a situation that he endured much through that situation, but it was for God's glory. And at the end, God's glory was seen in that situation. So,
amen. Thank you.
That's my
thank
recap.
You. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. But we had a really good night tonight. Tonight was very intimate, very intimate. And we had a guest speaker. Guest speaker did not show up, but it was one of those nights. And I think God has been doing this a lot lately. And I think Brother Coleman was on last time we had one of these nights where it was just very intimate before God, and I allowed everyone to kind of share, you know, how what they felt about the word, and and, you know, maybe a testimony of maybe there was a time, God, you know, you had no choice but to cast all your cares upon Jesus because he cared for you or you're going to go out your mind. You know what I mean? So we've all had such a time in our walk in God, you know, we talked about just being transparent tonight, kind of taking off those masks. But, you know, when we had a time where the only thing we could do was lean on, trust in, and rely on God like never before. So,
amen. Yes.
So praise God. Mm. So I don't know if you have anything you might want to share on that or if you're just good. It's up to you.
Well, I'm so grateful to God that I heard that part because I just went through a very difficult situation with someone who offended me greatly. She just really betrayed me, and it was somebody who was a leader that I trusted. And at first I didn't understand the situation, but the Lord didn't let me handle it the way my flesh wanted to handle it. You know, I just had to understand, you know, what happened, bring it to the Lord, cry about it, you know. And I definitely, the Lord had me to disconnect from this person, but I realized that God used it to refine me because offense is something that I had been struggling with because we do want to defend ourselves. We don't want people to think what, you know, when someone is lying or betraying us. So I'm so glad that I heard that part because I do want God to be my vindicator and I don't want to help him. I don't want to put my hands in it. I don't want to handle it, you know, the way the world handles it or anything like that. And I don't want to, you know, hurt the other person in the process because I do honor them in the body of Christ. So I really did need to hear that confirmation for what I just went through. So thank you for that.
Amen. Amen. Yes. You know, we actually talked about, I was telling the people that I went through a situation and I kept saying, oh, I forgive, I'm over it. But I kept talking about it. Right? And it was like, I'm good. I forgive. And then tomorrow, you know what they did to me? And and so the Lord began to learn, actually, in prayer, boy, he got me. He was like, well, daughter, if you forgive, why do you keep resurrecting it with your words? And I was like,
wow.
Like that was a whooping with a switch. Anybody know what a switch was? That was a whooping. And I even now I have to keep that thing under prayer. Like, okay, as soon as I get ready, oh no, in the name of Jesus, it's on the altar. You know? So I get it. And you know, I was saying one of the books that I've read on offense, I've read quite a few of them, but one of them, The Bait of Satan, is just all about by John Bevere. It is all about the spirit of offense and how the enemy's ploy to keep us from relationship with God and relationship with God's creation, which is people, is to have us offended, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know why the Lord's like even telling me, like right now, it's like, I don't know if you've ever had it where you may have been offended with one person, you run into that same spirit in somebody else, and now you're offended with that person too, you know? It's almost like the enemy's like, oh, I got her. I know which buttons to push now, you know? So the enemy is why the Lord calls him a prowling lion. Lions that prowl watch their prey.
Thank you,
Holy Spirit. And I'm a unmute Brother Coleman for this one. I'm just saying, but you know, a roaring lion can absolutely watch its prey for quite a while before it tries to pounce. Yeah. So we definitely want to make sure that when we say that thing's under the blood, we really put it on the altar so it can stay under the blood. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. Brother Coleman, did you have anything you wanted to add? I think we'll.
Yeah. I thank God because, you know, I've been here praying, and what a lot of people don't understand is that's part of the process, even though it hurts. Mm-hmm. See, it's like, oh, Lord, why are you, could I, let me tell you something. I dealt with a lot of hurt in life. And, but I saw God in the end, like, it was mainly what God was like, okay, especially when you're in ministry. See, you know, a lot of people don't understand that, oh, Lord, use me. Okay, that sounds easy when you say, Lord, use me. And they look at it from the miracle parts and all this. Okay, that got his point. But see, God says, one and one is one. And I said, Lord, what you mean one and one is one? This is what he told me. He said, one and one is one because when you said that I may know him through the power, that's what we want, the power of the resurrection, but we don't want the fellowship of his suffering. You know, see, that's why he said both of it goes together. See, you say, if you show me somebody with power, right now, I know they're powerful. One of the things they'll tell you behind the scene, you don't know what I suffered. You don't know what I went through. And they glory in that God took me through it. See, one of the main keys is we don't want that part. But Jesus showed an example, like, for instance, I'm thinking about Judas. Now, he knew the whole time he was going to betray him. And when I was young, I said, Lord, I would have got rid of Judas. Why you sit around there and got a Judas spirit around you? Know he's going to betray you, even though he gave him every opportunity. See, a lot of times, God is giving that person an opportunity to change. Because, see, God is not going to allow us to go through something and not get the glory out of it. Even sometimes we make wrong decisions, God still get the glory out of it once we acknowledge that, okay, God, maybe I'm going to say, God, so you know what? I was in this. Let me tell you, and I'm going to share something with you. When I was young, I had backslidden. And God still got glory out of my life because he knew I was going to come back. Well, by me, I'm going to share how God worked this out for me. I ran into a young woman that I really liked it, and we got married. She got saved and everything. When I came back to the Lord, I said, Lord, you even worked in my mess. God said, that's just the type of God that I am because I looked at your heart and saw you didn't get backslid. You got ran out of the church because you got caught in religious and you got hurt and you was broken. Everything. They didn't guard you. But he said, but by you even in that state, you ran into this woman. You fell in love with her. You came back to the Lord. She came back to the Lord with you. God took my wife home into glory years ago. I was like, look, God said, I still even work in that because I saw your heart. And I could work anything. I was like, wow, Lord. He said, you would have never got her. And even in the state with the devil, this plus somebody too, even when it looked like the devil winning in your situation, now how much more were you in the will of God? It looked like, oh, Lord, you don't know what they did to me. You don't know what they're doing to me. God said, stay there. Sometimes God is trying to win that person. And the only way he can win is through your testimony, because the only God that they're going to know is, let me tell you something, it's the God in you. I know some people that have family. Nobody is saving their family. So, of course, they're going to back up and you do all this. And I said, Lord, why you got me in this thing? He said, because the only God they're going to get to know is the God in you. Because I'm going to deal with them concerning what they're dealing with you, but there's no God around them but you. Now, you got to be the one, well, Lord, they're doing this. God said, you know what, too? Look what you did to me before you were saved. See, sometimes compassion looks at beyond a person. That's why when I said one of the key points for when she said sometimes you got to distance yourself, you got to ask God for discernment. Is this person my assignment? See, that's the key point. See, if you don't know that, it's like I went a lot with my wife before I got married, but guess what? And every time I tried to walk away, and I wasn't even saved. Then when I got saved, even when we got saved, God said, she your assignment. Look, Lord, what you mean? She said, look what God said, she in the end, let me tell you something. God rewarded me heavily because I endured it. See, sometimes when a person is your assignment, the enemy will do everything to run you away from them. And I'm going to share this with you. When I say run you away from them, meaning that he knows that what God's going to get glory out of it. And so you know what he'll do? Yeah, they'll turn on you, just like when I told you about Saul with David.
Yeah.
You see, but see, David on it, like when I was talking about people don't on authority, let me tell you something. That man is not perfect. You're not perfect. God may be trying to use that situation so you don't be like that and to work some things out of you. And that's how you see people take off in front of rebelliousness and, oh, they did this. God said, you know what, the whole point? I assigned you to that person. I assigned you.
Yeah.
Did you get hurt? Yes. But guess what? When you can endure people's stuff, you see, and let me tell you something. When you're in the will of God, God's going to always bring you out on top. It may look like I'm in a situation now, let the enemy get best. God said, you know what? That person's your assignment. Able men, give me strength. He said, keep praying. Because, see, the whole thing is that the soul that you're going after, and I'm going to win that soul through you, because why? There's no other God person in their life. You got influence. And sometimes they got a God, let them do stuff. He said, well, how does this person keep taking it? It's the God within me. See, it's not you. God will grace you. Lord, if it been up to me and they have done that, I felt like walking away. I mean, things that I like, Lord, I'm tired. I don't want to deal with this. God said, no, you got to stay there because that's a soul. You got to stay there. It's going to benefit in the end. Keep praying. And then another thing, what it does also, it pushes you more in the prayer room. See, sometimes God can challenge in front of you that, because, you know, we like to take it easy and all this thing. And like I said, especially praying for our children, okay? They got calls on their life like mine, okay? And one of them in the church, two of them not, look like they're going wayward. And God said, you know what? You got to keep praying for them. See, we constantly is in warfare, but I'm going to share something with you in closing that I learned not too long ago. Is that when a man talks about the courts, and I understood what he was trying to say, what is God telling you concerning that situation? See, people say you give up. And sometimes I'll ask anybody to pray about a situation because, you know, had that been your child or your loved one, never give up. That's why he said pray without ceasing.
Yeah.
Because the only way to God may be through your prayers. Somebody, and God said, what would happen if people would have gave up on you? You've done some things. See, sometimes we forget about our past. Lord, I was terrible. I've done some. But somebody stayed in that room because they saw what God is going to make through you. And another reason why the enemy wants you to give up, because he already knows that the only way that person will deliver and get a breakthrough and God turning life around is going to be through your prayer and your persistence. Yes, you hurt me. It's like with leadership. Leadership. We're talking about and say, oh, you got hurt. I was in a Bible college one time, and they had a rebellious going on because they were upset about leadership. And God spoke to me. That's when God taught me that example about honoring and respect and not to take them like David. He could have killed Saul. He had every reason to kill this man trying to kill me. But what he did, he took off and he ran. Why did he run from Saul? Why did he run from him? The reason why he ran from Saul is because he understood God is my vindicator, and I'm not going to take matters in my own hand. He had every right to kill him. Every right. If you look at anybody, he could disrupt his whole life and all this. But you know what he did? He trusted God because, see, he knew the will of God. God didn't tell him to kill. Even his men told him, oh, yeah, you got him. And sometimes God will put your enemy in your hand. He did that to me a few times. People done stuff to me. And, man, I felt like my flesh felt like doing some stuff. God said, no, this leader, my flesh felt.
Amen.
He will put the enemy in your hand. And, man, I felt like doing some stuff because they hurt me bad. And let me tell you what God said. He said, you know what? Just leave it. Put it in my hands. And let me tell you something. The same way God dealt with Saul, and that's why you got to have discernment. Because even they said, oh, Saul, you had him in a cave. You could have killed him. He could have did this. And he didn't do it. The reason he didn't do it because God didn't tell him to kill him. And he knew in time. That same God, hallelujah, that same God that is called and anointed him and chosen him, it was the same God that's going to deal with the spirit of a soul because they turn on you. Yes, you show him love. He had no reason. And sometimes it be like that. to you show love to. Let me tell you something. I've been seeing it so strong tonight that God's going to deal in them situations. It's going to come speedily. It's going to come soon. Because there's a lot of hurting people. And when you pray, say, Lord, I am able to, I do it with it, deal with them. Lord, save them, deliver them. And let me tell you something. I just feel tonight, when they said, well, there's no speaker, God wanted this to go another way. Because people probably needed to hear this tonight. Because you said, Lord, where's you? I've been dealing with this for a while. But I declare and tell you that God is able to deal with them situations that's been hurting us, that's been keeping us up at night, that's been having us crying, having us walk on the floor. No, that's been disturbing our spirit because we've been humbling ourselves. Like the woman of God said, humble yourself, and they take kindness for weakness. It's not weakness, it's meekness. See, the devil will always other ways. It's nothing weak about me. And I've been going to God, and I've been bombarded to heaven about my situation, just like some of y'all been bombarded to heaven. But I believe tonight that there's going to be a turnaround, like the divine intervention. That's why God wanted us to go here, because God see our hurt and our pain. And one of the messages that applied to me years ago when somebody sent me a tape by Dr. Mark Serona, if it matters to you, it matters to God. That was one of the greatest message to somebody to tell me. If it matters to you, if it's hurting you, it's bothering you, disturbing you, it matters to God. And I declare and tell you tonight that God is getting ready to deal with them situations, with them people, to humble them, to change their hearts, to deal with them, to bring restitution, to bring vindication, to bring a resolve to them, to bring us out with glory and deal with them same people that have cause. Because just yesterday, God spoke to me when he spoke about Moses. He said to me, I heard the cries of the afflicted. I heard your cries. And I'm going to tell you tonight, God, hear our cry. Because each of us tonight going through, but I believe by us joining together before the prophets get off, we are praying and believe God to bring restitution and vindication in that situation. Because we got to go on. And some things are so effective. It keeps us in a certain bondage because we can't move. I saw enough scriptures to show where it keeps you tied up. It keeps coming back. It torments me. It keeps bothering me. If it really bothers you to that point, it really concerns God. And I believe that I told somebody last night when they tried to discourage me about the situation, I told them about Daniel. Daniel was able to, like the men of Issachar, they had knowledge of the times and knew what to do. There comes a time when God deal with you and concerning that situation, say, it's time for me to move. And you go before God. That's why I speak about the court. And you go in the court, Your Honor, listen, I've been dealing with this. And God said, you know what, I'm ready to deal with this situation. And I believe it's time now because some things God has to do it in order to bring a certain peace, to bring deliverance, so you can move on to the next, because it's there. And I believe God want to make changes tonight. I believe God want to heal. He want to deliver. But also, as the psalmist said, when he answered my prayer, it brought strength to my soul. And there's some things that take so much away from you that the only way you could be strengthened through it, the only way you could be helped through it, is when God do it. And I'm going to tell you something. I've seen God do it. Sadly, for some people, they had to leave here. I've seen God bring invitation, and I've seen God move in that situation with people that come out and so and so. And I believe tonight, because we've been dealing with this for a while and dealing with it, it's not by accident that God had this to go to tonight. Because, and I believe there's others that may feel the same way as me in their spirit, that God is getting ready to move like he did the woman. With the unjust just speedily and fast in our situation to bring a certain type of deliverance and healing and deal with them folks that have offended us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So good. You know, I thank God that this is exactly where God wanted us this evening. I'm sorry, I have one more woman of God that is on the line who's hung in there with us. So I just want to know, since I just unmuted you, did you have anything you wanted to add to the conversation?
Is it extension 1648?
Yeah, 1648. I'm sorry.
Okay, yes. Thank you. Yes, I did. Oh, my God. I have been so blessed tonight. I have enjoyed everything I heard. And I just wanted to share. I normally, you know, I have a little space of words because I don't want to take up the time. But I do feel that it was important just to give a short testimony. I've enjoyed everything I heard, especially Pastor Coleman. He has hit so many chords. So I just wanted to come back and share this. I also believe that it is ordained that this conversation happened tonight. And I just wanted to share that for probably about the last 13 years, I have been faced with offenses. And I'm talking about everywhere, on my job, in my home, at church, just everywhere. And so I stayed before God. I didn't get out of character. But what I wanted to share is that probably about 9 years ago, as they when they really had started heavy, and like Pastor Coleman said, I had to run to the Lord. But he led me back to Luke, the 17th chapter. And I was reading Luke, the 17th chapter, and I don't know if y'all do this, but I do. I was like, well, I already know what this says. And it talked about offense, but it said, it is impossible except offenses shall come. And I found comfort in that because I knew that the Lord would be with me in the offense. And so I said, well, I know that. And I went to close the book, but the Lord said, no, keep reading. And when I kept reading, it talked about Paul as he was heading to do ministry. And it says, well, what should I say to Alexander Coppersmith? And Paul said, Alexander Coppersmith, he says, he has done me much harm in the work of the ministry. And I'm saying it in my words. He said, he's done me much harm in the work of the ministry. He said, but God bless him according to his works. And so I'm grateful for what I heard tonight. I pour out my heart before God all the time that I would continue to walk in love. But sometimes you just wonder what is wrong with these people that when you are doing everything you can to love them, you know, they're still attacking you behind your back, right? And just not acting like Christians in your face either. But I thank God because I did need to hear this. So I really love calling in on these calls, and I love the work of this ministry.
Amen, amen. My favorite verse to lean on is that the tests and trials are for the perfecting of our faith. So every time I get to dealing with the isms and the schisms, that is my scripture I hang on to. It is perfected me in Jesus' name. It is perfected me in Jesus' name. And I think, like I said at the top of the hour, we are in such a time of development in God. It is an honor to be in the process of God in this season. And I always think of the fact that he sees something in me and he sees something in you that says, you know what? Have you considered my daughter? Have you considered my son? You know, and so I'm okay with it. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, so I thank God for each and every one of you that are on this evening, those that were on, and those that are listening in. We are so blessed and honored to have you. Again, we will be starting the School of Insight and Revelation September the 19th with Dr. Leland Jones. If you are interested in registering, you can contact the ministry via our Facebook page, or you can email us at propheticwomenministries@gmail.com. The cost is $75. That is covering all four 90-minute sessions, including any breakout sessions and certificate of completion. We are so graced to have Dr. Jones, and I am not going to keep tooting this man's horn. I'm just going to let him show you better than he can tell you. He is an amazing teacher and minister of the things of God, and so we are grateful to have him come alongside of the ministry. I have to say this, Brother Coleman, I felt it in my spirit even earlier today. I kept hearing the word intimacy. And we, the elders of the ministry and I have been kind of talking, Sister Carmelita, Pastor Carmelita, and some of the others that are on. We've been talking about going back to the kind of the old format. And Pastor Carmelita may remember years ago we had, it was just us, the Lord, and the prayer team. And we would pray to the wee hours of the evening, and we would have conversations much like this. Everyone would be able to add. It brought so much depth and layers to what we were doing, and we're really prayerfully speaking about returning some of the things that kind of gave this ministry their identity back to the format of what we're doing. So I thank you for kind of confirming what God has been speaking to us about bringing it back to a place of intimacy. So we give God praise for that. Next week, as we're talking about intimacy, next week we have we're going to be in September already. Okay. So next week, next Friday, we're actually going to have a guest and a guest host. I will not be here next week. Next week is, everybody whisper, my husband's birthday. So I am going to be taking my man of God out for his night out. And so many of you may remember Prophetess Lynn Parker. She's hosted for me before. She's one of the elders in our ministry. She will be guest hosting for me, and Apostle Ted Howard will be back on. Many of you know him. I call him the father of intercession here in Buffalo. He is one of the catalysts for the intercessory movement here, and it is an amazing man of God. They are going to be teaching on the dynamics and layers of intercession. And these two tag team, and I'm just saying, if I get a report that everybody got transported to heaven and all that good stuff, it would not surprise me. Because those two together are just phenomenal. I mean, they're both Amen. Amazing separately, but together, yeah, that's gonna be powerful. So please come out, support the woman of God, the man of God. Like I said, I will not be here because it is an intimate time for me and my family. And look, I have to minister in my home first. So praise God. So yeah, I'm gonna be taking the man of God out and showing him off around town. So that will be at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that is September the 4th. September the 11th, we are looking at myself and Lady Wideman. Lady Wideman has a ministry called Let's Be Real. And it's a woman's ministry on women empowerment and also helping women come into their own identity. So she will be here on the 11th with us. September the 18th, let me tell you, please mark your calendars. We will be having Pastor and Prophetess Tucker from here in Buffalo, New York on. The man and woman of God are phenomenal. Let me just make it clear. Everybody I bring on the show, I've ate at the table and have been fat and full. So they are amazing. They're an amazing couple in ministry. And so we'll be bringing them on September the 18th. And then on September the 25th, we will have revivalist Scott Waterman. He's also from here in Jamestown. He is a psalmist and prophetic voice here. And so we'll be bringing him on the 25th. So we are booked up, booked solid. For September, actually we're booked solid for October as well. And in between that, we'll be doing the schools on Saturday evenings at 5:30 p.m. And it's only 90 minutes, so you're talking about 90 minutes out of your day to really get quality ministry. We'll be doing personal prophetic ministry as well, and just having a good time and fellowship in the Lord. And I think that means more than anything. So you can email us at propheticwayministries@gmail.com for more information. Okay, so I love each and every one of you. I thank you for your loyalty and your love towards this ministry. It means so much. If there's anything you need, any prayer requests, please, again, email us, propheticwayministries@yahoo.com or gmail.com. I keep saying the other email address. There's two of them. Or you can inbox us on Facebook. We are praying for you. Please pray for us. And at this time, I'm going to end the podcast. So thank you for joining the conversation. Thank you for being part of the Prophetic Sound Podcast. This is Prophetess Letitia Smith, and I will see you next week.
Amen.
Prophetic Sound Podcast. Pray for your mind. Pray for your soul on Prophetic Sound Podcast. It's uplifting. God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast. Come on, let's praise Him like this. All on one accord and what you hear. Cause it's uplifting. God is willing on Prophetic Sound Podcast.